Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Mary J. Barnett Memorial Library Director, Jerry Hawkins. Jerry, can you tell me a little bit more about the fundraiser that the Friends of the Library is doing?
So the Friends of the Library asked me to call and kind of give you an update on where we're at with that. So Mary J. Barnett Memorial Library and Friends of Guthrie Center Library are raising funds for an outdoor electronic digital sign that will benefit the library, help advertise our programs, and also help with community events to promote those. So we are doing a fundraiser on Saturday, April 1st. It is our trivia night, and it is going to be at Cabbie to Rose. A meal is included with your ticket. It's meal starting at 6, game starting at 7. Ticket prices are $30 a person. Adult beverages will be a free will offering, and tickets can be purchased here at the library. We are allowing teams up to 8 people and requesting that you RSVP or purchase your tickets by March 25th here at the library. And cash prizes will be awarded to, it looks like, the first and second place teams based on the amount of entries.
How far have you guys gotten on that $30,000 goal?
We are about halfway to our goal for the sign. We are working on a couple grants with our fingers crossed on those to hopefully help us or hopefully push us over the goal, but no guarantees on those. So we are still pretty heavily fundraising to try to raise money for that sign.
All right. And it looks like you also have another family board game night coming up as well. I'm guessing it was pretty popular last month and the library decided to continue on with that.
We did. We had about 6 to 7 families show up. It was a really fun night. We plan to have some different games that we didn't offer the last time, kind of shake just to have a little more variety for everyone. And we're hoping people will come out and just enjoy that. And we found it to be quite fun and just a nice event to get people out of their house and to kind of be together and maybe play some games you don't have at home or to try a game with your family and see how they like it. So, yeah.
All right. And then it looks like next week is the registration deadline for a March 25th event, the charcuterie class. What kind of brought about the idea to have that class?
So that one was more just kind of something that I find interesting, and I was hoping that people in the community might find that interesting as well. I thought it would be a great afternoon to kind of come, and you can put together a charcuterie board, and you get to take it home with you. So you come in at 3, hang out with your friends, and learn how to do that, and then you can take that home and have a glass of wine and hang out some more and have some laughs, and I'm hoping it'll be a fun, relaxing event. I am bringing in a lady from Grimes that has her own charcuterie to-go business, and she's the one that's going to be teaching us and helping us with that. So, yeah, I'm hoping to have a good turnout for that and just to have some fun. I thought it would be fun to do before Easter, so maybe you can learn how to put one together before your Easter dinners.
And then coming up next week is the Turkey and the Wolf Cookbook Club event, originally slated for last month, but had those couple of weeks where the weather got to everybody a little bit and was keeping people from going where maybe they wanted to, so they've moved that to this month, and they're going to do that.
Yeah, unfortunately we've had a couple bad weathers on our Thursday evenings, and here we are again on Thursday with a snowstorm. So yeah, we had to move that to March 16th. It's kind of a New Orleans taste, flavors, lots of spicy food, and kind of just different recipes you wouldn't normally think of. So the ladies are looking forward to that and getting together and tasting those New Orleans tastes. And that's at 6:30 on Thursday. We do have that every month on the third Thursday of every month, and we do a different cookbook each month. And anyone is welcome to join. You don't have to be a library patron here to join our cookbook club. It's just a good opportunity to kind of taste some recipes, try some new cookbooks, and hang out with some friends.
All right, and then I see you also have some Vox books, some children's books. Can you tell me a little bit more about those?
Yeah, the Vox books are kind of like an audiobook with the book attached to it. So they charge with just a regular USB cord. They stay charged for quite some time. They have a spot for a headset so that they can put in a headset if they want to. these are just a great opportunity. It's like a picture book with the audio. So say you're cooking dinner and your little one wants you to read to them and you just don't have time. This is a great way to just set them in the kitchen, turn on the audio player, and they can read and listen at the same time. And you can too, and enjoy the book with them. And it's just a great, fun way for kids to be able a little more independent and do that on their own. Some of the books are based on songs, and they also are sing-alongs. Some are bilingual. Some are just a basic picture book. And I am hoping to keep expanding that collection. They also have chapter books, so I'm working on that as well.
All right. And then kind of coming up at the end of the month, start of April, there's the Friday Storyteller event on March 31st. And then in April, there's the Windowsill Planter event that Guthrie County Extension is helping with, correct?
Correct. We have the Windowsill Garden with the Guthrie County IOSU office. They're going to come over and teach you how to do a windowsill garden. The cost for that is a $5 fee just for the supplies. That should be a fun event and a great way to get your window herbs going before spring here, so you're all ready to cook with some fresh herbs.
All right. And is there anything else you kind of want to talk about that I haven't asked about yet?
Yeah, we have that. We have a movie showing, and this is going to be our second one this month, and we have one more in April. It's called Silver Screen Sunday, and it's just an opportunity for adults or anyone that, you know, can't get down to the movie theaters. We're going to have a movie here at the library on Sunday, March 26th at 3 p.m. We're showing Elvis, the new release Elvis movie, and then we're doing it again on April 23rd, and we're going to be showing Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. In February, we showed When the Crawdads Sing, and we had a good turnout, and I think people really enjoyed it, and we're looking forward to doing it again here in March and April, and then probably take a break for summer, because everybody will be outside.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jerry.
Well, thank you, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.